We're going to start talking about Purim within, it's Shabbos Shalom this week. With 2 weeks from Monday is going to be, 2 weeks from Monday is Purim. So there's a piece from the Nesiva Shalom. I've learned it in the past. To me, it's a very beautiful piece. He starts off like this. The name of this piece is called Einayim Shel Aniyim Nesuos L'Mikra Megillah. And even if you've learned this in the past, it's Kedai to Chazer over again. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, there's a concept that they're under some circumstances, some extreme circumstances, it's not for right now, there's some extreme circumstances where a small town can read the Megillah before the 14th. There are some circumstances where a small shtetl, normally everyone reads the Megillah on the 14th, walled cities on the 15th, but there are certain small cities that will read it on the 12th. So the Gemara has a question. Let's say you're in a city that for whatever reason, they read the Megillah on the 12th of Adar. For whatever reason, when do they perform other mitzvahs? When do they get drunk? When do they do Mishloach Manos? When do they do Matanis of Yoinim? You read the Megillah early, but when is Purim? So the Gemara says, here's the general rule. Whenever you read the Megillah, you have to do Matanis of Yoinim. You have to give money to poor people on the day of the reading of the Megillah. Always. They're together. They're always together. Why? So the Gemara says, because Einayhem Shel Aniyim Nesuos L'Mikra Megillah. Because the poor people know that the day of the Megillah reading, that's when they get their money. They're not very frum, but they know if you're there by the reading of the Megillah, you'll get your money. So we don't want to separate the two, because we don't want them to come to shul on the 12th and say, oh, you guys are reading the Megillah, can I have my money? And they're like, no, we'll do that 2 days from now. That's uncomfortable for them. We know that there's a connection in halacha between the Megillah and Matanis Lev Yonim. The Nesiva Shalom will now take a very hashkafic approach as to what does that mean? What does it mean that poor people look at the Megillah for salvation? On a practical halachic level, what it means is that the poor people go to the Megillah reading and they know that the day of the Megillah reading, that's when the Jews hook them up, that's when the Jews give them money. But on a hashkafic level, what does it mean for all of us that the poor people go to the Megillah reading to be awakened? What does it mean to be poor? So the Nesiva Shalom starts off like this. He quotes a pasuk, which we say in davening, Shavas aniyim ata sishma, tzakas hadal takshiv v'seshia. Which means, Shavas aniyim ata sishma, Hashem, you hear the cries, you hear the tefillah of the poor people. Tzakas hadal, and the screams of those that are dal, which are very poor. Dal and aniyim are synonyms, both poor people. Tzakas hadal, the cries out of those that are destitute, Maktakshiv v'seshia, you focus and you'll give them a salvation. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. So what does it mean? What's the difference between aniyim and adal? They're both the same. They're both poor. What does it mean though? Shavas aniyim atasishma, Hashem, you hear the cries of those that are poor. And tzakas adal, takshiv v'sayshia, and the screams of those that are poor, takshiv v'sayshia, you help them. So what is David HaMelech referring to? What do we mean when we daven like that? That Hashem should answer the tefillos of those that are poor and those that are destitute. So it says in the Nesiva Shalom, starts off with a big yisoid. You know what poor means in the eyes of David HaMelech? What do you think David HaMelech is describing when he calls someone poor? You think he means that they don't have a fancy car? They don't have a lot of money in their bank account? I can guarantee you David HaMelech didn't care. So what does it mean poor in the eyes of David HaMelech? So it says in the Nesiva Shalom, Ein Oni Ela Bedas. The Gemara in Nedarim tells us someone who's poor is someone who doesn't have das. Das means connection to Hashem. If a Jew doesn't feel connected to his Creator, and he lives his life feeling disconnected, that's someone who's poor. Someone who's poor is not someone who doesn't have money in his account. I mentioned this in the past. Rav Chaim Kanievsky does not have a lot of money. Rav Eliashiv was dirt poor. Rav Steinemann had the same chair for 70 years. But these people were not aniyim. Aniyim means someone who's disconnected from his Creator, Ein Ani Ela Bedas. Says in the Nesiva Shalom, Chisarin Mamin, not having money, Ein Oisis Adam Milani. That's not someone who's poor. Someone who's poor is not someone who doesn't have a big house. That's not poor. Achimim like Das, but if you don't have Das, which is the ability to connect to your Creator, the ability to feel Hashem in your life, Anihu, that's someone who's poor. What does das mean in Yonah Dveikus? Das means connection. The pasuk describes that when Adam lived with his wife as Yoda, das means to connect. The ability for a Jew to live his life and to go through each day feeling connected to Hashem, feeling that Hashem surrounds him, that when he's davening, he's talking to him. When he's learning, Hashem's talking back. That ability to give tzedakah and to feel something. That ability to live your life again, feeling connected to your Creator, that's someone who has das. Someone who has das is not poor. Someone who's poor is someone who goes through his life on his own. Push it on his own. It doesn't mean he's single. It means he's on his own. There is no God in his life. That's someone who's poor. Who yochel losis es hakol, but if someone has Hashem in his life, again, if he feels Hashem in his life, then he can carry on. He could do anything. B'chol ha-matzav ha-makoshim, regardless of the difficulties of his life, im zemach mas chesar en mamen, it tzaras acheres, it could be a lack of money, it could be a lack of health, but if Hashem in his life, yesh le es koyach ha-chizik, he has the ability to overcome mitoch ha-hergish from feeling shakadosh baruch hu imoy, that Hashem is with him and carrying him. Shos toiv loy, and then everything that happens to him is okay. Vani kirvas alekin litoiv, that if Hashem is in my life, litoiv, everything's okay. So if you have Hashem in your life, Rabbi Nachman says that if you have Hashem in your life, you could overcome all the obstacles. Avalaoni bedas, but someone who doesn't feel Hashem's presence, that he goes through the motions of Yiddishkeit, but he just doesn't feel anything, he's poor, that he doesn't have Hashem in his life. Kol yimei oni roim. The Gemara says about poor people, their lives are very difficult. Because if you wake up every day, and you go to shul, and you're doing your thing, but there's no God there, it's a very, very difficult life. It's very, very difficult to get through those times. Afilu b'shavos yom tov, the Gemara says that a poor person doesn't even have Shabbos in Yom Tov. He doesn't even have Shabbos. So what does it mean? On a simple level, he doesn't have Shabbos because he doesn't have any food. What Shabbos if you don't have a nice meal? But says in the Siva Shalom, on a deeper level, someone who's poor, who doesn't feel connected to Hashem, then what Shabbos? The whole Indian of Shabbos is not just a day off of work. It's a day where you could just, you and Hashem could be together. You and Hashem could just be alone. But if you're not feeling Hashem in your life, then just, it's just this endless cycle of anias, of poverty. He says, "Gam be'itim shekol Yehudi mistabik v'Hashem yisbarach." And someone who's an ani, who can give his whole life, he goes through his whole life just poor, so he could be in the shul, and everyone is jumping up and down, dancing, and Simchas Torah, and everyone's excited, and he's just like, when can I get out of here? There's nothing, there's no excitement. Hu margish meruchuk, you feel distance. And some people even feel sent away. That's in oni. So when David HaMelech says, Shavas aniyim atasishma, please hear the cries of those that are poor. That's poor means someone who does not feel Hashem in his life. Okay, that's step number one. But what's the end of the pasuk? Tzakas hadal takshiv v'sayshia. And please hear the cries of the dal. If you look up in art scroll dal, it also means poor. If an ani means someone who doesn't feel Hashem in his life, then what's a dal? What's someone who's a dal? Does he also not feel Hashem in his life? Then how is he different to an ani? If in chassidus an ani is someone who feels disconnected from Hashem, then what's a dal? Why would David HaMelech have two lashonos? Shavas aniyim atasishma, please hear the tefillas of those that are poor, and sakas hadal takshiv v'sayshia, and please focus and give a salvation to those that are dal. Dal also means poor. So what does dal mean in the eyes of chassidus? So it says in the Siva Shalom, you know what dal means? I'll tell you outside. And he goes through and he gives a very famous mashal, a famous story of from the Rishonim. You know what the difference between an ani and a dal is? This is the famous line from Rabbi Nachman that there's hastara, and then there's hastara shebesai hastara. An ani is someone who feels disconnected from Hashem. A dal also feels disconnected from Hashem. But you know the difference between the two? The difference between the two is a dal feels disconnected from Hashem, but he knows about it. And he wants to feel more. There are times where a Jew will go through the motion, and he knows that he's disconnected, he knows that it's not working, he knows that his davening is not great and his learning is not great, but he wants more. Like he's aware, he's very aware of his problem. That's called a dal. That's not great, but I gotta tell you, the fact that you're aware, that's the first step of getting help, is to be aware. It's to like look around and be like, I see like the Bav Treb and all those videos going crazy, and I see like Rav Gamliel jumping up and down. I see Rav Melech Biderman just holding his hands up. Like I'd like that. Adal looks at that and is like, oh, that's nice. That's what it should be. Like you go to the Kotel and you're like, oh, this is what life should be. That's Adal. I'm poor. I don't have money. Meaning I don't feel connected to Hashem, but at least I'm aware of it. That's called Hastar. That's Anoichi Aster Aster Ponai. That's Esther. That's a Hester Ponim. That's you disconnected from Hashem, but you're aware of it. But then The Lubavitcher Rebbe used to talk about this, and the Baal Shem Tov writes, but what's the greatest form of Golus? The greatest form of Golus is Hastara Shebeseich Hastara. What's Hastara Shebeseich Hastara? Hastara Shebeseich Hastara is someone who's disconnected from Hashem, but he doesn't even know it. He's so disconnected, he doesn't even know there's a problem. He just goes to shul, and goes to daven, and goes to shul on Shabbos, and he's in a place where there's no rabbi, and that bothers me very much, that there are places without rabbis, and they say, why don't you get a rabbi? What do I need a rabbi for? I need someone to talk for so long. So that's what you think Yiddishkeit is. Meaning you're so stuck, it's like you don't even know that there's a problem. It's called Astara Shebeseich Astara. It's where someone is so far into the dreck that he doesn't even know there's a problem. It's like the greatest form. I mentioned this story like 1,000 times, but I'll mention it again because it's one of my favorite videos that I've watched. I've watched it 1,000 times, and that's the person who became a priest who goes to the Rebbe, and it's a very famous video. It has like 100,000 views, and he said to the Rebbe, you know, I became Catholic and I'm really happy. So the Rebbe said, first of all, you can't become Catholic. A Jew is always a Jew. He says you can't make yourself not a Jew. You could just complicate your life. And he said, no, my life's not complicated, I'm very happy now. So the Rebbe said, the greatest sign of an illness is someone who doesn't even know he's sick. And Bezer Hashem, I'll give you a bracha that you should know how sick you are. That's what he said. The Rebbe didn't pull punches. That's, Hastara Shebeseich Hastara is someone who lives year after year disconnected from Hashem, but he's not a doll. He doesn't even know that there's anything wrong. He's like, what? You say, don't you want more? He's like, what more? I'm going to shul. I'm doing everything. And then, they don't even know. They'll watch like a video of like this big tzaddik and they'll be like, yeah, he's crazy. I'm fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with me. That's Hastara Shebeseich Hastara, where you go through your life and someone who's barely Shomer Shabbos, but there's no like, they're like, yeah, it's fine. What's the problem? I'm at least aware. A dal, I like to think I'm a dal. A dal is someone who's like, I'm aware that this is not perfection. I haven't deluded myself into thinking that my life is perfection. I told you, I was once talking with someone about halachic shaila. Whatever the shaila was, it's not really relevant. And I said, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's aser. I think I said Rav Chaikievsky says it's aser, whatever, one of the tzaddikim. So the guy's like, yeah, but he doesn't really understand what it's like. So I said, I just said like this, there's two options. This is not my finest kirev moment. But I said, there's two options. I was tired. Like I am today. I said there's two options. Either you're perfect, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky is completely off base, and he has no idea what he's talking about. Or, you're deficient in an area, and that's okay, and maybe he's the goal, and you should just try to get there in your life, and you're not there yet. As opposed to just saying Rav Chaim Kanievsky is an idiot, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I must be perfect, because I'm doing it. It must be what I'm doing is halachically correct, because I'm doing it. And the person who says that it's aser is clearly wrong. Why can't it be the opposite? Why can't it just be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's not great, and Bez Hashem, I'll get there. Maybe you're not allowed to watch certain things, and maybe you can't listen to certain vocalists that aren't male. And maybe it's not just because you do it, it doesn't mean it's mutter, it's just, I want to get there, that's my goal. As opposed to saying, I'm right because I'm doing it, and how could I be at fault? That's Hastara Shebeseich Hastara. That's an Ani. Someone who says, listen, I know I'm flawed, but I'm not there yet, but I want to get there. I have a goal. I have a dream of being somewhere. I know I'm deficient. That's a Dao. Like I said, my father then ran in and gave a hug and fixed up and put the fire extinguisher on what I was doing. It's like, we're a good tag team. You know, make the fires and he puts it out. So he says, Sakas Adal, says in the Nesiv HaShalom, what's Sakas Adal? If an Ani is someone who doesn't live with Hashem, if an Ani in Tanakh is someone who's deficient, who lives his life not feeling anything in his Yiddishkeit, then what's a dal? Tzakas Adal is Kemaimer Maran Admur Bebeis Avram. The Nesiv HaShalom, it's as the Admur of the Beis Avram writes, Shumaloshin Dolu Einai Lemorim. Dal means someone who lifts his eyes up to heaven. He gazes. He has a dream of what life should be. He knows that it's not perfect yet, but he wants something more. Hadal noises ain of rakla Hashem Yisbar. Someone who's a dal is also poor, but he wants more. He knows that he's deficient. Shemivake shumeschan in makadosh baruch hu haramoisi mishifloisi. A dal says, Hashem, please help me, pick me up. I want more than this. As opposed to an oni who's completely lost, who's completely forgotten that there's a purpose in Yiddishkeit, that there's a God in heaven. So he says, Zukol Sheivas Chayiv. Someone who's a Dal at least wants more. He's what you'd call a Mevakesh. He's someone who wants more from life. He wants more from Yiddishkeit. Rabbeinu Shalom Hakbieni Alecha, Shleya Rochik Mimcha. He really wants to feel Hashem, and if he's not feeling it at that moment, then he at least says, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem Ois Chavakesh. Like, I want to be with you. B'Shavas Aniim Rakata Sishma. You see, in Ani, he's so far, Hashem's like, I'll hear him. But Adal is Takshiv V'Soshia. Someone who wants more, then Hashem will save you. Because if you want to be close to him, why would Hashem not help you? He says, Avol Tzakas Adal Takshiv V'Soshia. In Ani, someone who's in Ani, and we'll get into Purim in a moment. Afil Kashem Mishav Hashem Yisbarach Mavakash Rakal Tzrachim Gashmian. The truth is, you know the difference between what in Ani asks and what Adal asks? Not just the difference is their outlook on life. It's what are they asking for? Like, there's a thing that people don't realize. Right now, if you'd say, like, what's the... If you'd ask someone, like, what's the purpose? Like, if you could have 15 minutes of, like, Rav Levi Yitzchak or Berditchev, you'd say, what would you ask for? You'd make a whole list. Which of the list would actually be God-related? It would mostly be Gashmias. Most of the time people are running to Tzaddikim, it's Gashmias related. It's known amongst the Chabad Hasidim that the Tzemach Tzedek, I think the Mittler Rebbe also, they wouldn't take requests for Gashmias. All the requests had to be Ruchnias based. Because they would say, you have time to talk to a big Tzaddik and you're going to ask for a car? That's what you're going to ask for? I mean, that's what you want? That's an Ani. In Ani asks for things that aren't as important. Adal says, listen, I know what's important in life. And by the way, Adal also asks for Parnasa. I understand that. But the focus is, what do you want more? See, he says like this. Masha'inkin, skip a couple lines later. He says, you know what the life of an Ani is? The life of an Ani is the following great mashal of Rav HaKadosh Mirishner. The famous mashal of the Mirishner that you have Leben HaMelech. Shagurish Mehechel HaMelech L'makim Rochi. It's a very famous mashal. This is the difference between a Dal and an Ani, is you have a prince who's kicked out of the palace. Makam Anoshim Nivarim Midas. And he gets sent into a very, very poor area. A very, very low-class area. Uli'itim Mizumanai Shoylech Eilav HaMelech Shlichim Mesariyam Lucha Liris Eshloimai V'Hanasimai. And after a couple of years, the king has Rachmanis on his son, and he wants to see whatever happened to him. Whatever happened to my son? The prince. So it says in the Siva Shalom, so they send Shluchim to check on the prince. V'lishol mabakasha yisayiv me'amelech, to give him a chance to ask anything. Anything from the king. You have a chance to talk to the king. Ukashir hegiel av asar, and the truth is, when the general comes and finds the prince, ro oisa oimid b'chaburas achorim oiv de adam agasim, v'nichmar libo, he says he finds the guy, the version that I heard, he's dancing on the street corners for money. This great prince has fallen so low that now he's got no money, and he's dancing on the street corner for some cash. And the shliach of the king, the general has a tremendous amount of rachmanis for the prince. He says, so he says, I'm a messenger of your father. And you have a chance, whatever you want. Your father said he'll take care of. Just ask me one thing, whatever you want. Heishiv ben HaMelech, so you know what the prince says? So what should he say? 1,000 wishes. No, what should he say? He should say, I'd love to come home. Right? He has a chance to solve all his problems. He has a chance to be with the king. But what does he say instead? The famous mashal, Shenali avoydish loy nikru, mevakish lachlois pnei HaMelech, sheish lach zug magfayim chadashis. He says, my dancing shoes are ripped. I can really use a new pair of shoes. It says, "Kasha shama zois asar parutz v'bechi." And when he hears this, the general starts to cry. Al katnus hadas. This is even worse than the fact that he's dancing. Is that he's completely forgot that he's a prince? That's the Rishoner's ma'isa. He says, "Amahu mevakish." What is he asking for? B'mokin l'mevakish haMelech yachzer oisal hechalek kibrishoina. That instead of asking to come home, who mevakish al zug makfayim? He's asking for shoes. That's how far this guy's fallen. Zui Shabbos Aniyim. That's what an Ani asks for. An Ani is a Jew who's fallen so far that he's completely forgot what it means to be a Yid. He's completely forgotten what any of this means. And he's keeping Torah and he's keeping mitzvahs, but there's just, he's dancing shoes. Like his relationship with Hashem, he davens the same Shemon Esrei, but his relationship with Hashem is mamash like a cash register. Like, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. I mentioned this many times from the Mabit. The Mabit writes this, all of Shemon Esrei is leading up, says the Mabit, to one bracha. It's based on that Arizal. And that's Sim Shalom, which most of us just fly through. What is Sim Shalom all about? He says, all of Shemon Esrei is asking for things, is asking for things, it's asking for things, it's asking for perfua, parnasa, this and that, and choose and choose and choose. And then you get to Sim Shalom, you know what you say to yourself? Says my bit, you know what you say? You say, once I got to Sim Shalom, I realized I don't want any of this stuff. I mean, I want it, but I don't want it. I just want Sim Shalom. What's the name of Hashem Shalom? I just want to be with you, Hashem. That's someone going from an Ani to a Dal. Someone from who has no Hasaga. In Ani is someone who's very comfortable with his Yiddishkeit. He has no interest in changing it. He's just going through the motions. He's completely forgotten what it meant to be a Jew. He's forgotten completely what it means to be the prince, to want to be with the king, to the point that when he has opportunities in life, when there are Yom Kippurs, and there's Shavuoses, and there's Pesachs, the most exalted time that you read the Svarim of what it means, like you go to a chuppah, the Divrei Chaim writes that at the chuppah, the Divrei Chaim was afraid to look up, because he was afraid of the Kedusha that was shared by a chuppah. And what does an Ani do at the chuppah? He's on his phone. He's at the same chuppah. But he completely, completely forgot. That's an Ani. So it says like this. So go to the next paragraph. Ve'enehem shel aniyim. Let's skip a little bit. We start off with a Gemara. Keep it short today. I mentioned this. I also mentioned it. I do that every week. I mentioned also that an Ani is someone who, like a Dal, recognizes that there's more. I mentioned this, that there was a Karbach Negin. I always like this Negin. There's a Negin, it's in Yiddish, that it was what the Hasidisha kids would wake each other up with this song. Like you'd wake up your brother by singing the song. It was like a very fairy tale type of life, even though it kind of wasn't in any other regard, but this is like a fairy tale kind of life. And the way they would sing was, they would say, it was in English, it was in Yiddish, but it was Gewalt Shein Brider Vashlavtu, meaning, my God, my brother, you're sleeping. Sishrein Seit, Zayin, Gein Davening, it's time to go to shul. If you're going to sleep, how are you going to get into the next world? That was pretty heavy. But that was, and it goes through this, it goes through each stanza. It's time to daven, it's time to say Tehillim, it's time to learn Gemara. But the last one is Sishrein Seit, Zayin Yidin. The last one is that it's time to be a Jew. Meaning that there's more to it. An Ani is someone who's completely forgotten. There's davening and there's tehillim, but then there's what it means to be a Yid, someone who has goals to have more. So we start off with a Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah that whenever you lay in the Megillah, even if it's on the 13th, for whatever reason you have a heter to read on the 13th, you have to do matanas levyayinim. You have to give poor people the money at the Megillah reading. Why? Because einayim shel aniyim nesuas l'mikra Megillah. Because the eyes of the Aniyim is looking longingly at the Mikra Megillah, because they know that when people come to the Megillah, they have money with them. What does it mean on a deeper level? Now that we know what an Ani is, an Ani is someone who's completely so stuck in Galus, it's Hastara Shebusei Hastara, that he's completely forgotten that there's more to Yiddishkeit. And he's going to shul and he's going all these things, and it's just a routine. Wake up, go to sleep, and there's just no God there. It's a system of just no Hashem, which we've all gone through. So what does it mean that the eyes of an Ani is looking at Mikra Megillah? So look at it, he says like this, Ve'neim shel aniyim nesuas l'mikra Megillah. What does it mean that the eyes of the poor people are staring at the Mikra Megillah on a deeper level? So it says in the Siva Shalom, aniyim elu hu aniyim bedas. Aniyim is referring to all of us at some points in our life that are ani bedas, of people that have completely forgotten about Hashem. And he says, a name nesuas l'mikra Megillah, but we can look at Mikra Megillah. Meaning, we have hope. There's hope for all of us. The hope is, that is Mikra Megillah. Meaning, says in Siva Shalom, b'chol yimayis hashana him aniyim. Throughout the year, you could have people that are aniyim. They go through the motions and there's no Hashem. And even at times where they're told about big tzaddikim, that this is a time to be auspicious. What do we ask for? Not to feel Hashem and not to daven more, not to learn more. We ask for more money. So that's an oni, where you're completely, your relationship with Hashem is completely dancing shoes. But says the Nesiv HaShalom, throughout the year you're an oni. B'chol yimei oni, aroim afilu Shabbos v'yomtiv. And you go through Shabbos and you go through yomtiv and you just feel nothing. And there's no break. There's no break in the action. There's no inspiration. V'hayoyim hayochid, but there is one day, b'shana, she'elav roim, she'elav ne'eim nesuas. But there's one day a year that the eyes of the oni looks up. And that is hayoyim hazeh, yoyim hapurim. By Karim Samagil. And the Nesiv HaShalom tells us that the day of Purim, there's such an exalted revelation of Hashem that comes down during the Mikra Megillah. It's a time to wake up even the Aniyim. Even if you have someone that goes 353 days a year of nothing, of no inspiration, one day a year he wakes up. And that's Mikra Megillah. And not just because this story has a lot of Hashgacha Pratis, which is true. And when you hear how Hashem took care of us, it's true. But he's saying on a deeper level, there's a certain amount of shefa, there's a certain amount of bracha that comes down during Purim, that it's enough to wake up even the lowest Jews. In the Megillah we see Sha'am Yisrael Higil Tachas, because he says, you know what the Jews were in the time of Purim? The Jews were Aniyim. Think about what the Jews were like. He says, if you read the story of the Megillah, we see Sha'am Yisrael, the great prince. What were they like during the story of Purim? Higil tachl shefel amatzav. They were dancing shoes. They were very low. Hishtachavu letzelim and enem sedaser hangashverish. They did something that is so horrific. It's so shockingly awful. To go to that suda, the suda which celebrated the lack of building of the Beis HaMikdash and that it'll never be built, with an awful, awful king, Achashverosh. A really awful, awful guy. Like I once gave a shir about this, that Achashverosh was not this bumbling idiot that everyone thinks. He was a Rosh and Marusha. A really, really terrible person. I mentioned that, I told you this, that Ivanka Trump, before the election, said about her father that her father's like Achashverosh. I was like, I don't think she ain't learning the Gemara, because if he is, then it's not a compliment. So Achashverosh is a horrible person who's wearing the big day malchus, that he's wearing the Kohen Gadol's begodim, drinking from the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, mekelim shoinim, celebrating the fact, and the Jews went to that suda. And when big Rabbanim told them, don't do it, they said, you're crazy. What we're doing is right. You must be crazy. So he says, Vafilu Esther, Shahoisa kol mishantim shal Yisrael b'yidiyosam, and even the Esther, the woman that everyone had eyes to look up to, ki achoyis lana bebeis hamelech, don't worry, we have someone in the kingdom, she's going to take care of us, gam hisyai shavam kasher vadi avadi, she also kind of gave up hope. She also said the words, kasher vadi avadi, I may not come out of this alive. That's how low they were. They were at the lowest madrega, Hashem nichlas lebeis atzlam nistalkem and shchina. And when she entered into the room of Achashverosh, the shchina left her. She said, "Keli, Keli, lama azavtani." So at that low level, the Jews were mamish aniyim b'das. And he says even more than that. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but you know what? Even though they were aniyim, but Hashem gave them a tremendous chesed. Him shechlehem giloi, because Hashem brought down the light of Hashem that was so powerful. She lamayla mikol asaga, that was above intellect. That was above intellect. It was something that you couldn't understand. It was chayvin ishlub sumei b'pori adalayada. It was an intellect. It was a light of Hashem that was an or makif. It was not a light that fills all world. It's a light that surrounds all world. It didn't make sense. And therefore we drink on Purim to try to get into that point of a light of Hashem that's so powerful that it doesn't make sense. V'hasog ishalem. He said, think about it. What was the story of the Rishner? That an ani was so poor that when he's asked for something, the king says, listen, I'll help you out. What do you want? I'd like shoes. He says, even on their level, what did Esther say to Achashverosh? Ilu lavodim lushvachis nimkarnu hecharashti. That like, she said to Achashverosh, like, I'd be happy to be a slave. Like, she said to Achashverosh, you know, we're going to be killed. Like, I'd kill for be a slave. I wish I could be a slave. That's what their masogas were. That she says to Achashverosh, like, halavai, I should be a slave. That's the Jewish people. I understand where it was coming from. But he says, that's an ani. And he says, "Hasog shalom hayurak shalay yashmidu." They didn't even dream about actually having success. They didn't dream that from the union of Achashverosh and Esther would actually become Daryavish, who would rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. No way the Jews thought that way. They were asking for dancing shoes. They were just like, I just want to make it through. I just want to get through life. Success and actually thrive was not an option. It was just survive. And he says, Esther's just like, listen, I just want to get through. I just want to survive. Like, you want me to be a slave? I'm your slave. That's what the Jews were like. But what happens on Purim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu hired Gilei Kazeh, but Hashem said, you know what, I got you. Forget about all this. I'm going to wake you up. You're going to go from an Ani to a Dal today. You're going to see what you guys can be. Hashem has sent down a Gilei, a light of Hashem, that was so powerful that the Jews became the successors. And the Gemara famously says that although we were mekabel the Torah in Har Sinai, we weren't fully mekabel until the times of Purim. That they went from such aniyim that they didn't even have any thought about Hashem helping them to the point where they were mekabel Torah on a higher madriga than Har Sinai, all because of Purim. So he says, "L'yoyim hazeh hayoyim miyucha b'shana," and that's why it's the one day where einayim shel aniyim nesuas. Where the eyes of Aniyim look for salvation, what that means is the eyes of all of us, that even if you've been an Ani this whole year, and you hear these Shiurim and you're just like, okay, I kind of don't understand what he's talking about, because I don't understand, I don't know, maybe I get it, like maybe I could go to a Kumsitz more. Like, I don't really know what he's referring to. That's an Ani. I also don't know what I'm referring to either. Okay, it's an Ani too. But there's one day a year where an Ani can change in a moment. He says, the eyes of the Aniyim look up. Doesn't matter what you are. Everyone could be uplifted on that day. And that's what it means on Purim, call a poishit yad noisinle, right? Call a poishit yad noisinle means that we don't check anymore. Throughout the year, if someone sticks their hand out and they want money, we investigate. Let's see, do you deserve it? There's no investigation. There's no investigation on Purim. Purim, everyone gets to be uplifted. Even if you're someone the whole year have done nothing to deserve it. Everyone gets to be able to be uplifted on Purim. It's the day where all Aniyim get to look. So go to the last paragraph. It's on the bottom on the left side. Vihine. We'll end off with this. So practically, what should we do? So the Nesiv Shalom has advice. Practically, what it means is, besides for obviously strengthening yourself in Torah Mitzvahs this time of year, and trying to make yourself as ready as you can for this very, very holy day, to make it, listen, all these things, all the things that we do make it a lot of fun, and they uplift it. But you have to realize that it's a very holy day. And it shouldn't just be a day that you've spent the entire day fixing your costume. The costumes are important, and it adds to the simcha, and all these things are important. Now, I'm not belittling it, but it's a very chash of a day. Yom Kippur is like Purim. Purim is that day that everyone could be changed. In a moment, you can go from, you know, just halavai, I should be a slave, to now I'm the queen. Mamash like that. It's the day of the Aniyim's eyes, the Aniyim's and the suicide. He says practically. So just see the Nesiv Shalom. A lot of times it's me giving Musa. It's him talking this way. Hine be'itas rotzen am yuchadim. This special time, Bashana, this special time of the year, habaldin mis Gabriel Yehudi. The Yetzirah knows that it's a very special time, and therefore the Yetzirah attacks you. L'hakdin is daitai, to try to make you think about dancing shoes. To try to make it that when you finally have an opportunity to be with Hashem, you have no, your hasagas are small. Small-minded. The Yetzirah would love for you to just go through this day not thinking. To go through this day and just be like, what's your one request this year? I want the best candy. He would love that. And he says, "Ube'es rotzin." He says, "Shemavakeish devarim shel mabekach." That you should ask for nothing, smallness, kimoizug makfayim, just dancing shoes. He would love that. But says in the Nesiv Shalom, we have to mechazer ourselves not to do that. "Ube'es rotzin agodah shel Purim." This holy, holy time of Purim. You see, your ne'ilas, you feel it. I told you when my brother, like when I had to start speaking, someone asked me like, "Are you nervous about ne'ilah?" I was like, "No, that's the easiest." Like, oh, you have to speak. Is everyone? So that's the easiest. If you can't wake up for an Eila, like that's the easiest time a person to speak. What's hardest to speak, you know, on a random Shabbos in the winter when you're exhausted to speak Ne'ilah? It's easy. It's clear. It's palpable. Ne'ilah, it's clear that this is a special time you don't want to waste. But he says the truth is, Purim is the exact same way. It's a time where the Aniyim could turn around, but the Yetzirah is convincing you. He overpowers you with all the small things of driving and dropping off Shalach Manas and all these things that you just completely get lost. And just end off with this. He says, "Be'es Ratzon Hagadol Shel Purim." The truth is, this time of Purim, it's such a powerful day. Kasha Kadosh Baruch Hu Oymer, that Hashem says to all of us, "Mashallah Seich V'Yinasin Lach." Right? The Melech constantly tells Esther. Rav Kluger always says that Esther is the Nesham. Reread the story knowing that Esther is the Nesham. And the Melech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly tells the Nesham, "Mashallah Seich V'Yinasin Lach. Umah Bakasha Seich V'Seyas." Whatever you ask for, I'm ready. Just ask. He says, "Mabakash Hasef with Seyosh, just ask and I'm ready." Hare Bevadei Tachlis Kol Haragoyim Kedoshim, these holy moments, Shiyadu the Iskar of L'Shem Yisbarach. You have to just strengthen yourself to learn and to daven and to ask to be closer and to ask to not be rejected. That you should wake up in the morning wanting to daven, wanting to learn. Because all the other things, you could still be an Ani. You could have everything else in your life, you could be unhappy, but if you're with Hashem, you'll be able to overcome anything. Whether you're asking for the collective Jewish people or privately for yourself, there are things that you just don't need right now. Don't waste it. You have an opportunity to ask for the greatest thing of all, and that is for the Jewish people to be saved. You have the opportunity to daven for Mashiach. You have the opportunity to daven for your own personal Mashiach. It has to be that if you have one time to ask for Hashem, you should ask, "I want to come home. I want to be able to go back into the palace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I want it to be that when I put tefillin on a Tuesday morning, it feels something." That's what you should ask for. Because everything else, what are you going to ask for? Obviously, if someone's dying, of course you should ask for a fool. That's not what we're talking about. But you're going to waste the time asking for dancing shoes. He says, "Lias Meroya Pnei HaMelech." You should just ask to be able to see the king. "V'yishav laharigeshu ben HaMelech." You should ask that you should be reminded that you're a prince. "Mishta Hayayim bePurim u'mi'itas haRotzen agdelim b'yoseh." The Purim Suda, with all the drinking, is one of the highest points of the year. "Kinin Shas Ne'ila." It's mamish like Ne'ila Shiyami Kippurim Shiyasha Gavoya b'yoseh b'shona Shibar Mar B'yisol b'tshuva. It's a time for tshuva. It's a time for you to introspect yourself. It's a time for you to want to come home again. "Ubishas HaGadoyla HaZoyis," and on this great exalted moment, "Sarech Lifshad Yadoy V'Lifo B'Pnimiyas Nashi Tia Kol Mishalaseh." Try to wake up. Try to go from an Ani to a Dal. Try to use these precious moments to learn, to daven, to say Tehillim, and when you're eating and when you're drinking, to try to do it as a Jew does it. And try to want more, try to ask for Hashem for more. "V'Yesoyid L'Hamshech Aras Kedusha Seyom Eidei Amunah B'Segulus M'Kedushasam." You have to believe in these days. And if you believe in the power of these days, you'll be able to put more emphasis into these days. "Sha'af Shekol Yom Avroim." And even if you have a Jew, that he lives his whole year feeling nothing. Not even knowing that he's not feeling anything, because he thinks he's a tzaddik. But living his whole year, Shabbos, Yom Tov, nothing. "But Yoyim Ezen Napoichu." This is a day where everything can change. Now, Poyechu, it's a day where Aniyim are able to see. Asher Yishtu Ayum Dem Hem B'Seneim. It's a day where the eyes of the Aniyim is looking at the Mikra Megillah for salvation. Shabbos Aniyim Sat Ata Tishma. Hashem should hear a tefillah. That's what we should focus on. Going into Purim, it's a very chosh of a time. It's Mishenichlas Adam Arbim Simcha. The Kedusha of Purim already starts on Tuesday and Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh. We should focus on this time and not just lose track of what this time is. It's not Jewish Halloween. Don't say those words. Definitely not around me. I don't like that. It's not Jewish Halloween. And Halloween is not Jewish Purim. I don't want us to have credit for it first. That the point is, it's a very holy day. It's a day where everything can change around. We should have to mechazik ourselves that we shouldn't ask for dancing shoes. We should ask to come home. And if we all use this opportunity to ask for the Klal Yisrael to come home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let us come back. B'vias Gold Tzadik Meher V'Meinu Amen. My pleasure.